Blog Talk Radio.
I am ready for love. Why?
So I begin to like you. Finding it hard to keep, 'cause I've been thinking about you. Part of my way, and I want you to be here. Maybe we could be somewhere in a different day.
Just call to ask for joy.
take my time, throw it back like I want you to. I'ma take my time, throw it back like I want you to.
I wanna make sweet love like music. How would you like that, baby? Don't fight your mind tonight, and baby I'm turned on. Like the moonlight, we could go all night. How would you like that, baby? Wanna lay your body down, then you can't get up. And your body crying out, you give the love, it gets magic when we touch. The passion is too much, I swear.
Welcome to the Love Zone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined tonight by my sexy diva, VIP. How you doing tonight, diva? Hello, Diva. I am good. How are you?
I am. I'm having some hot flashes. I'm thinking maybe I should have, I don't know who set the songs up to play automatically, but maybe I should have let the song play instead of the one. Because, girl, I'm such a fan of Brandon.
Right?
That is one of my favorite singers. But, man, other than that, it's all good. So anxious to hear what these people's thoughts and commentary is on the subject tonight. I don't know, I did a little bit of research. I asked a few questions to a couple of people, and somewhere in agreement with it, but the majority of the people that I asked were like, no. So I want to know. I even asked my daughter, and her friend, what do they think, and they gave me some pretty good explanations on it. I'm hoping that at least one of them calls in tonight. Well, we shall. But what is your take on it? Do you think that you could meet someone with no connection and it possibly turn into a successful relationship?
You know what? I do. I think that's very possible because I can meet someone. I have never met them before, but if I see them again and again, and then after you talk for a couple times, go out, hang out a couple of times, you realize, like, hey, I got something in common with this dude, or I got something in common with this woman, and you become friends, and then all of a sudden the friendship blossoms, and then you realize you have more things in common than you thought. And then there comes the connection, and that's just me. But I don't think it hits right away, but even that's possible too. I've actually met a person and we connected right away. I couldn't believe it because you know me. I'm all walled up and holed up and fortress,
Yeah,
The second I met the person, I felt comfortable. I felt safe. I just felt like, wow, oh my Lord. I feel a connection, and I've never thought that way before. So it is possible.
Okay.
But what do you think? What is your thought on
that? First off, I'm very optimistic about everything. I'm kind of a pessimist too, but I'm more optimistic about anything is possible. I do believe that you can meet somebody and not have any kind of connection to them. But, as y'all stay associated with one another, you get to know each other, it's possible that you can develop, a connection can develop. And you can have, whatever the capacity your relationship is with that person, I do believe you can develop some kind of connection with them. And, anything's possible. I think you can get into a relationship with that person the more you get to know them, especially when you've been through the ringer like me, honey. I'm willing to get to know a person that take that time, you know what I mean? So, I do. I believe that it can turn into a successful relationship. Anything's possible, honey.
Right.
Anything. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
That's true.
I started writing this evening, and I drew a blank, and I think it's because I was a little bit, I was a little sleepy. My dog, he woke me up barking between 4:30 and 5 o'clock this morning with his crazy self. I don't know what he was barking.
I would have killed the dog.
I didn't go downstairs. I was just standing at the top of the steps like, what the hell are you barking at, dog? Jordan, he barked so much that Jordan actually got up out of his bed and he went downstairs to see what was going on. And he stayed down there for a minute. He didn't say nothing. So now I'm starting to stress a little bit. I'm like, all right, y'all, it's too quiet.
Right.
I'm still, what's going on? Who out there? And Jordan said, he's right here, and it's nothing out there. You know, he looked up, he didn't see anything in front of the house. Because I was like, is he barking at the front door? Is he barking at the back door? What is it? And it wasn't anything out there. So I'm like, okay, I'm not convinced because my dog is still barking. So I stand up on my bed, and I'm looking out the window because I didn't really want to go to the window. I'm creepy like that. So I'm standing on my bed, and I'm looking out the window. I don't see anything. And it's starting to get lighter, and I'm like, this fool. I'm like, shut some earth up, I can go back to sleep. And I couldn't go back to sleep. So I've been up since, like, 4:30. And I started dozing off as I was writing, and by the time I woke up, it was time to start the show. So I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. Whatever wherever I stopped in my piece, that's what y'all going to get.
It's almost like and I took my socks off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was saying too. I was sitting in here looking at the tape, and I was like, oh, well, and then I took my socks off. It's all good. But, Diva, I know that you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Well, first of all, disclaimer, I had to actually insert something into this piece because I really didn't write anything for tonight, but I realized this was something that's pretty similar. So I was like, well, all right, let's do it. So let me go.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Everyone has a weakness in life. I want your love to be mine. See, we had no connection when I met you, but I felt at ease. Then later, as I inhaled your essence, I heard you whisper yes, as my soul said the same. I am unapologetically, cautiously optimistic. That's what my heart yearns for. Okay. You know what? Hold on a minute. Let me just start over a second because pain has a way of knocking you really out. Okay. Everyone has a weakness in life. I want your love to be mine. See, we had no connection when I first met you, but I felt at ease. Then later, as I inhaled your essence, I heard you whisper yes, as my soul said the same. I am unapologetically, cautiously optimistic that what my heart yearns for has finally come at last. In transparency, no more games. In distance, I miss your touch, your laughter. I only hope I won't be penalized by your past. I should have asked, where were you before me, and did you care about my past? I was distracted by your kiss, your embrace. All I know is I can't wait to see you again, to feel the energy I felt, not imagined. I want us to be real, to go where my mind can find peace in your arms. I can be me as you can be you. I will never change. And I'll keep throwing wishes among the stars because everyone has a weakness in life, and I want you to be mine. And that's that piece.
Oh, Diva, I love that line. I mean, I like the whole piece, but that one line, I'll keep throwing wishes among the stars. Oh, I love that. And I think it's very important. There's a line in there you said about, what did you say? Are you willing to learn about my past? What is it? Accept my past? What did you say?
I only hope I won't be penalized by my past. And I should have asked, where were you before me? And did you care about mine?
I like that. I like that.
No,
you
girl,
know,
when by your past, the man's past.
That's what's up. You know what? A lot of people say that whoever is the potential in your life shouldn't worry about your past, shouldn't be concerned about your past. But honestly, I think if that person really wants to be with you, I think they should ask you about your past just so they don't, like, make the same moves, or I call it stepping on landmines. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To bring about that pain, to rehatch old wounds. They had nothing to do with them,
right.
But you don't want to, you
right.
know, you should find out what made them unhappy so you can make them happy. You know what I mean? You can bring
mm-hmm.
some pleasantries and you know, excuse me, add to it, not take away from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I
right.
believe, yeah, you should find out, what did this person do to you? What did that person do to you? Because I don't want to do it to you. You know what I mean? I want to do something that's going to put a smile on your face, that's going to make you exhale and breathe easy with me. You know what I mean? Be comfortable. So I love that
mm-hmm.
piece, Diva. You said so much in it that means so much. I don't even want to read my little piece now.
Girl,
go ahead and
read it. Wait, then you can take your socks off.
All right. And you know it's untitled. You know how I am. Okay, here goes.
Of course. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. For some, communication is hard. But they say in the end, it is key to that great relationship that we all want and need. So how was I supposed to know that the person I had no interest in would one day hold the key to my heart? From the simplest of statements and most innocent glances now remain full-blown conversation with stares of intention and slight infatuation. I tried to see how and when the connection hit me, but I guess by now it doesn't even matter because I long for this to continue to be complete. How was I supposed to know we would end up here? So beautifully unaware. And then I took my socks off. I promise I will get back to you all with the...
Yes, you must finish that. Oh, my goodness.
I will. I was
just about to start floating,
it.
Girl. No, I was about to start floating.
That's what's up. I wanted to finish it, but I just drifted off. I mean, I was laying back. I had my...
Mm-hmm.
I have my legs up and I'm writing, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, the pen is laying in my stomach and my glasses is halfway on my face and the book is slid over to the other side. I'm like, what? Oh, all right. So, thank you, Diva. All right, we ready to open up this mic tonight? This very first caller.
Yes,
is she ready?
I'm ready.
All right, open up this microphone. Hey, Poetic, how you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, what is happening? Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben.
You know what? I'm going to be jealous. One of these days, I go, hi, Adrian. I'm like,
I'll work it in there some kind of way.
That's what's up. So I know you heard the topic. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
All right.
I really think it's very much possible to have a successful relationship with someone you have no connection with, because you didn't define relationship. They can just be friends. That's a relationship.
Right.
They don't have to be lovers, but they can also become lovers, because friends make the best lovers.
Yes,
I agree. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I didn't mention what capacity the relationship would be in. But,
you're right.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Absolutely.
Great topic. Great pieces. Miss, and then I took my socks off.
Yeah, you know, I usually finish my pieces, but, hey, guess what? Nature called, and I had to drift off.
Yeah, nature, that's what we calling it, Ms. VIP. We calling it nature.
It is nature.
I heard when she said, out riding, I had my legs up, and then I just drifted off. Yeah, okay. All right, that's an interesting trick.
Oh,
he was right. With both hands?
I was laying back on my pillows. And I put, actually, I had my legs, you know, my feet drawn up a little bit. And I had the book resting on my thighs. And I was writing. That's it.
This just gets more and more interesting. And dare I say, more delicious. So continue.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, girl.
I'm trying to give you a visual of the position that my body was in.
You got the visual.
I got the visual, baby.
Help us, guys. Anyway.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Man. Don't get me blushing. Anyway. It's time to hear your piece, because
Wait a minute before you do your piece. Can we please have the rundown for the week, for Epiphany? Please.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio for the Get Down tomorrow night with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. It's the Red Light Special Edition. Sensual poetry, not erotic, but sensual. Let's see what you can do. Friday night is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time instead of 9. Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the one and only Mr. Metaphoria. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, Essentially Janice, running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is Fly Speak with your host, Mojave, Mr. Iron Man himself. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here for the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Back to you, ladies.
Very, very nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we are ready for the deliciousness you brought.
All right. It'd be my pleasure. The title of this piece is called We Fallen.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. We started with no connection, just simple conversation, not looking for anything serious, just two strangers passing into something curious. The obvious non-fatal attraction destroyed our chance at unique satisfaction. We merely saw each other as equals, just two sides of the same coin, no romantic sequels, just opposites that in some strange way magnetically attracted. An exchange of phone numbers and social media handles made us connected, not knowing that there was nothing pulling us together, just the chance that the opportunity for peace would compel something better. A relationship could never work, at least not in the romantic sense, even though that would be a perk. She's so different from what I usually feed, my appetite for pure satisfaction and my need for sexual stimulation is not projected by her. Maybe that's the one reason I've seen her. So maybe our inability to have no connection at all will drive and fuel an excitement to get closer and not fall, maybe fall into a place where our intersecting feelings meet in an opportunity space. We will find some type of residual exchange that will make our feelings change, though it's not traditional, nor even physical, but rather romantically beautiful. Our relationship has flourished into something amazingly delightful. We fell in love with love. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Go ahead, Diva.
Oh, wow. I love that. Wow. I mean, you know, I see you as you speak. Of course, now that I've seen your face and all that kind of good stuff. But I see you reciting this, and I see two people, and they're talking and laughing, and then next thing you know, they're talking and laughing, and the third time, you look at each other like, did we cross that line? And that's what popped right into my mind, Cross the Line by John Legend, and it turned into something beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful piece, brother. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Man, that was really, really nice. I totally get that. I see where you said, I don't remember the exact words, but you were saying it wasn't a lustful thing. That's why you could actually see her. That was
right.
That's what's mm-hmm. up. And that, you know what? That is a lot. That's a mistake that a lot of us make. We go after a person because we are pulled towards them because of the sexual attraction instead of actually approaching them and seeing the real, wanting to see the real person and get to know them. You know, we get blinded by that pull and be like, oh, I got to get in. I got to, you know, find out about that body instead of finding out what's going on with them really, you know, up there in their head. That was a pretty awesome piece. Man. All right, baby.
Thank you so much for inspiring this piece with your topic. The moment that I saw the topic, I knew how I wanted to write to it. And this is a pretty, pretty dope topic, I have to admit. It really requires
you to
dig deep within yourself and really think about it. If you had no connection with somebody, could you make a relationship work? And the answer is absolutely yes. Because with the no connection, there's no perceived biases, if you will. I don't know you. You don't know me. We have connection, so we're forced.
Right.
We're forced to get to know each other. And I think that's amazing. Great topic. Mm-hmm. Great topic.
Thank you. That's what's up. All right. Well, what we're gonna do is set you over there in the Love Lounge. Go on over there, order some drinks. You know, holler at Kalinda.
I need my usual. I'm gonna tell her I need my usual.
Okay. Well, she knows what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
You know what? I got you. Right. Sorry. But I got you.
All right, y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. That was an awesome piece, man. And the point he was making was right on, you know, spot on about, he does force you to take the time to get to know someone. And I think, honestly, that is the best way to build a relationship. You know, you find out how they interact with other people, what makes them laugh, what are their habits, you know, what are their likes, their dislikes. You really do want to, you know, you have an interest, a genuine interest in this person. Even if it may not be in the beginning, starting off a simple conversation with a complete and total stranger,
you never know.
You know, they might say something that just perks you right up and piques your interest, and they go on from there. And then you want to, you know, you have a thing, you'll look at them and you'll be like, tell me more. You know, I want to know more. You know what I mean? And then it can go from there to a simple phone call and some great conversation, and you never know. So that's a great point, poetic, very good point. Okay, Diva, we're going to open up this next mic. Oh, it's about to be a storm over here. It's about to rain on us, girl. Hey, Rain.
Hi,
welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
What's up, beautiful Divas? I'm good. How are you?
We're pretty good. We're pretty good. It's awesome to hear your voice in here. I want to thank you so much for the support. And,
I couldn't miss it. I was like, I'm tired. I was like over here, like I'm about to take a nap. And I was like, nope. Nope. I got to stay up for the show.
Don't be like me.
Stay up for the show.
Don't be like me, dozing off and not finish your piece, because I'm feeling some kind
you know,
of
I was though. I was hanging out in those I was hanging out in the clubhouse streets last night. Didn't go to bed till like 3 something in the morning. So
see,
then I had to
club.
Be up for
that's
a meeting
what,
early.
That's how it be, girl. That's how it be, man. But I'm glad you called in anyway. I really, really appreciate the support and the love that you show us all the time. You know, we got your back, too.
You know, I love
you. You know, I love you. Of course. Right back at you. Now, my diva has a question to ask you.
Okay, I'm all ears.
I do. Do you think it's possible to start something with a person that you have no connection with and it turns into a successful relationship?
So you know nothing with me is easy, right? So
yes,
I have to say, I agree with what everything that has been said. I think that what you said, VIP, was on point. I feel like what Danielle said was on point. I agree with what Van said. Is on point.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I'm so technical. It's like define connection. Okay, so I say no.
Mm-hmm.
My answer is no. But I say no because I read energy. Energy is, for me, is connection. And that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like what Van was saying, when I heard this, I didn't think romantic automatically. For me,
right.
I kind of know instantly when I meet somebody. If this is going to be an acquaintanceship or if we're going to have a real relationship, be it friendship or something more. And so energy for me is everything. And so I have made, like, one of my closest friends, we met when I was like 19. I was obnoxious. She couldn't stand me. So, but we're best friends now. We've been friends for like 30 years. But that was when I was a totally different person, and so we've kind of grown throughout the years. So we made that work. But now where I am, I don't know. I guess, you know, my first answer is no, but, you know, I'm also, I don't deal in extremes, so I'm never an extremist.
Okay, that's fair. It could work. Yeah, okay. There you go. Anything's possible, baby.
And it is. And sometimes there's times where I like you. Now, I might not feel your energy, you know what I'm saying? But I like you because of who you are, not what you are. Okay? So you could be in my soul tribe. I think that's somebody coined that phrase. I can't remember who. But you could be in someone's soul tribe right off the bat and not have a connection with them at all. You know, don't even feel nothing, not one thing. But that person you find, he's pretty cool. Well, she's pretty cool. Why not?
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, a point that Dan had made about I didn't mention what capacity a relationship is in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it could be just friendship. You know, it could be somebody that you work. It could be a professional relationship. Any kind of relationship, you know, it depends on how you choose to deal with them, and it could any relationship has the potential to blossom into something beautiful. And it doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is, you know. So, thank you
for
that. Now, my deeper,
what
did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
So, I don't have a piece for this topic, and I did not have a piece at all until I got in queue. And so, I wrote. I had a little fun tonight. So. Stemmed from what happened on the page earlier to what I knew was going to happen on the show tonight, either before me or after me, it was going to happen at some point. So I was over here giggling.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, this is perfect." It's a very short piece, but I'm going to have fun with this anyway.
Okay. All right. Well,
it is untitled.
Whenever you're ready,
and
the mic is yours.
Okay. Alert pops. Oh, shit. He's going live. See, that's when I sit and watch, lying in wait, waiting for that first lick, one lick, and he drags his teeth slowly back across his lip. Wait, was that like a lick-bite combo? Two licks now. Three bites. Four licks now. Goddamn, if he doesn't stop playing. Got the ladies wondering what that mouth do while he promoting with a mouthful of Baltimore twos and Qs. And when he lowers his voice an octave or two or three, flirting with the divas on Epiphany's own love zone, shit. All the ladies at home sipping their wine, listening intently while squeezing their thighs tight, ready to lick every word from his lips. Suck the metaphors right off his tongue. He been dripping in honey for a minute, but when he dropped that fuck, yeah, I think my heart stopped. Was that him? Could it be? Oops, sorry. I drank all that imported Italian wine on date night, so I guess he's just going to have to catch these drops lingering on my... That's right.
You naughty girl.
This is so
good. Yeah, we all sitting back. Yeah. You better come on with it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay, you said that when I was in cute.
So you lift that metaphor right out of that mouth, right?
Girl. Look, got me visualizing things. Yeah.
I'm surprised you ain't open his mic. I'm sure he got something to say, too.
Diva, should I open his mic? I'm going to open his mic just because you said so. I hope you're ready.
His voice will be about three octaves lower, too.
Hey, Ben. I think somebody wants to say hello to you.
Hey, Mr. Station Manager.
You had better stop playing with me because the mouth more than nouns, verbs, and metaphors.
Oh, man.
Kind of you're right
fun.
Now.
That was right fun.
I enjoyed the piece, though. I really enjoyed the piece. But
I'm
yeah.
glad you did.
Ooh, you better stop. Oh, you better stop.
That was,
all right, y'all,
I was sitting
y'all,
in
queue.
I said, what could I write about? And I didn't say nothing about hugs, so I didn't say nothing about a hug.
You sure didn't. You had to keep on your mind, paying attention to how many times I licked my lip bites. Like, was that a combo? You caught it.
It was
everybody
a combo. Today
was
there was a combo. I caught the combo.
Yeah, oh
today.
Yeah. You caught the combo today. Okay.
Oh, my God, my face hurts. Y'all, I love you one night. Look at him.
You love us one night. I'm putting both of y'all back in the queue.
Yeah.
One night.
Yeah, put me back in the queue before I really give up, Mike.
Oh, damn. All right. One love, y'all.
One mic on love.
Bye.
Lord have mercy. Bye, girl. I'm being your inbox later.
Bye. Bye.
Ooh, girl. Yeah. All right, Diva. Let's open up this next one. Mike, you got us a C-double 34 music. Welcome, C-double. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Hello. How are you all doing tonight? I wish I would have caught rain, but the thing was, the old lady with the thermostat again.
Oh, Lord, not again.
Can you turn the heat down?
You think you can catch a break. You time it. And then she sneaks out with this Sandy Squirrel from SpongeBob looking face on. And I'm like, man.
Not Sandy.
Oh, my God.
Got the buck teeth and everything. I'm like.
Buck teeth, really?
Somebody help me.
You can't catch a break, can you? Y'all got to leave
just
that thermostat at a certain
just have a medium. Don't put it too far up. Don't put it too far down. There's a medium. Okay, I've got my vent off. Okay, I'm good. How are you, LaPro?
All right. I'm good. I'm good.
VIP,
I'm having hot flashes, but I'm good.
Okay, that means I gotta come to Philly and turn up and down your thermostat. Am I right?
I wish somebody would winterize me.
Heavens, God, here we go.
Oh man! All right, I have to ask you this question of the evening.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay. Do you think it is possible to start something with a person that you have no connection with and it turn into a successful relationship?
Huh. That's a very good question, and I'm going to come at it intellectually. If the woman is banging and fine, you're going to have a connection. That's how that goes right there. But other than that, no. No.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
You got to get to know her besides the physical.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was going to say, look fake.
Okay. Would you be willing, let me throw this in here, would you be willing to get to know someone that you don't have a connection with?
It depends on the kind of connection you were talking about, because you got to have something in common. That's the way I see it, because if you don't have anything in common, it's going to just die right there.
Okay. Okay. I agree with that. All right. That works. Diva, what do you think?
It works. I mean, he brings up a very important point because, like I said, looks fade. You know, you got to search the inside. You know,
absolutely.
I admit I am shallow, sort of. Like, I like a nice looking face. I love a beautiful smile. That's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know me. So, all the rest of it, you know, it comes in time. But, hey.
Nothing wrong with having a preference.
So, Ms. VIP, does that mean I got to go get me some dentures now so I can have that beautiful smile again? What are we talking about?
Jesus, not dentures.
Lord have mercy. Here we go again.
You get those buck tooth dentures and stuff like what I'm dealing with over here.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my Lord, man. Oh,
Lord.
You go, Chompers.
You're funny. You're funny.
Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. Whenever you're ready.
I'm hoping this is delicious because this title, because this title might throw you off. And the title of this piece is Chitlins and Hog Maws. I'm sick to my stomach of settling for someone who's not the best for me. I procrastinate because the fact I have to chase, it seems a waste trying to level up. So with low self-esteem, here precious comes. Surely what's happening is my bad life reenacted. but because my point of view was tragically impacted, I hit it from the back, and she worked my shaft good. I felt the stings of rejection, and I couldn't afford Roxanne. Even if I said her name twice, she wouldn't let me be her man. No car, riding the number 8 bus, working at a parking garage, making minimum wages, mind controlled by higher education, by perfect strangers, thinking someday my queen will come, and not just to saturate my sheets on Saturday night. Desperation will make you freak every female to satiate your appetite. I could have had 3 outside children and another wife, and that ain't right. But duty calls dealing with these chitlins and hog maws, so I do these holes, chewing on doo-doo holes. Uh-uh. I can't take this no more. Somewhere there's a love just for me, and I'm not going to be harmony and go where black people meet to strike a match as this online customer. Because I feel strong about having filet mignon instead of surviving on slavery cuisine that's so damn wrong. Trying to disguise the taste with vinegar, douching it with hot sauce, hell no. I don't eat swine guts and pig balls. Give me strawberries and champagne. And recognize the champion standing in your domain. I'm the man you need, and that's my campaign. And I'm saying that to your face. What you want, I'm your everything. I'm made to be king, and you will not emasculate. Now I'm done with all I had to say. What's wrong, lady? Did I make you ejaculate? Don't feel ashamed, because when you're with me, this type of stuff happens every day. Hi. My name is the best you've ever had. I hope you can say the same. In peace.
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Well.
Okay. I got lost. Wait a minute. Damn. What I wanted to ask you, there was one particular line I wanted to ask you about, and then I'm listening to the rest, and I got lost. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I do that to you every time.
Not every time. Not every time, but a lot. A lot. A lot. Damn it. What's that? Oh, my God. I had a truck. You know what? I love the piece. I love the piece. I really, really love the piece. But the part I was talking about has something to do with sex.
Okay.
I can't remember that particular line.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
I think it's the one where it says, mind controlled by higher education, by perfect strangers, thinking someday my queen will come, and not just to saturate my sheets on Saturday night. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep. Yep. Yes. Right there. That right there. That part right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. Wow. That's definitely about getting to know someone. Man, I love that piece. Well, thank you, Diva.
You're welcome.
Yes. Oh. I was just a little taken aback by the title, The Hog Maws and Chitlins. I'm like, yeah. But I do I caught some references and you know, like the booty holes and pigs, and I'm thinking, all right now. So
this
I kind of got caught.
About,
you know?
This piece was about settling for less when you could have more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got that. Oh, I most definitely got that. But it was a great piece, though. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
So, guess where we're shooting you? Lovely.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I want you to go
I'm
over
gonna
there.
Get some peppermint schnapps.
Yeah, Kalinda got you. Make sure y'all tip her. Okay, make sure y'all tip her. All right. Thank you, C Double.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Wow, Diva. Before we open up this next microphone, I know you're going to strangle me. Can we get a station identification break, please?
Absolutely. Mm-mm-mm. Lord have mercy. You know what? I love this one because you took your socks off so we could take our socks off with this.
Absolutely.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to The Love Zone. I'm your host, LaPrella Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy co-host, my diva, Ms. VIP. This is the For Real Entertainment Network on Epiphany Radio, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press that 1 to be heard and participate. We love you, too. And for those of you streaming online, it is 2 minutes before 10 o'clock. You have up until 10:59 to get in here. And then the blog talk lady, I'm going to tell you something, she has no chill. She will cut you off like a bad habit, okay? She will drop you. So please,
that is
call
true.
In
that
and
is
press
true.
That 1 and participate. Or you could just call in and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And before we open up this next mic, I want to send a shout out to this individual that we're getting ready to let in here. It is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Without him, Diva, there will be no us. And I want to ask
that
you something,
true.
Diva. I want to ask you something. Mm. You got your raw link for him? Because I sure enough got mine.
Girl, I got mine all the time.
I know that's right. I bet he thought I forgot about his mic anyway. Hey, For Real, welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey.
How you doing, love?
What
hey,
is
honey,
do, baby, baby?
What it do?
What
it do? I'll be honest with you. I did forget to mention all of that because I got so caught up in talking and listening to the pieces and stuff. I did forget to do the opening, the introduction
hey,
to the show. But I got it in there. Before 10
good.
O'clock, too, I got it in there.
It's all good, sweet diva time. I forget about it all the time. I forget to do it all the time. How you doing,
okay.
Ms. VI to the P? How you doing, darling?
Oh, honey, I'm okay.
You sound sweet.
How are you?
I'm fine, darling.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
Yeah.
He's the only other one that can say that besides you, girl. Darling.
Darling.
Man, it's great to hear you calling in tonight. What you got going on? What are you in the Epiphany universe?
In the Epiphany universe, at Soul Cafe Monday night, where I expect some buffoonery and some craziness going on from you and Poetic.
Ooh.
I'm sure it'll go down. Y'all make me sick.
I don't know.
We
were told to be on good behavior. So we were.
I don't like that.
We didn't cut up. Now you're
no. I should. That's for real. Seriously though, that's a great big deduction.
Umbrella, pineapple, bananas, whatever. I call forth with. You hear him?
Yeah,
you hear him deducting points already?
It's kind of early now.
Yeah, minus 5 points from Adrian as well.
What?
Yes.
All right,
well. She has nothing to do with
it,
but I just want to extend some love to her as well.
I know how to get it back. I'm just going to sing to you one day. No, I'm not a good
fan. By the way, also deducting points from Sister Rain. You know, that's a 5-point deduction, Rain. You know what it is. You know what you did. You know what you did to my heart.
Wow. He just came in here taking points away from everybody.
I know.
Wait a minute. What about Poetic? Do he get a deduction? Because he was in on it.
Yeah, I think from the beginning, I mean, both you and Poetic as being deductible.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
You know, and Smeagol wants his damn flowers back too. Smeagol wants his damn flowers.
Goodness,
he's precious.
Oh Lord. Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, sweetheart. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible to start something with a person you have no connection with and it turn into something successful?
You know what? I had several conversations concerning this topic, and it seems like my position on it has, you know, frankly has changed a little bit on that after I've thought about it. I think that it is possible. And not only do I think that it's possible, but I think that in a sense that it's even a greater, that you can receive it in a greater manner when you're not looking for it, when it's unexpected. You know how we search for somebody that we believe we have connections in, and just to get involved in, just for it to end, you know, because we thought we had a connection. But when you meet someone, it could be somebody that was always your friend. You know, more or less someone that you didn't even know. You know, there's a song. The name of the song is called Soulmate. And she sings about looking for a love that has always been up under her.
Oh,
the love that she was looking for under her. You know, so I was just
always
thinking,
there.
You know, right, when you're going into something with no expectations, with things unexpected, not even planning on having that type of thing with someone, no matter who it is, you know, just going out, maybe you're just going out, and I don't know, something happens where bam, you know, I kind of like the idea. I like the idea.
Okay.
I do think that it's possible. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to unexpectedly fall for someone. I'm hoping that shit happens. You know, it could be Adrian, it could be you, Miss Pearly, it could be Rain, it could be Tina, it could be essentially Janice. Which one of y'all, you know what I'm saying? What is it? What's going on?
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we just have to wait and see. I like that unexpectedly call for someone. That means that you have to remain open to the possibility that love will come in and blossom. So,
yes. That's a beautiful way to say that. That was beautiful, Danielle.
Thank you.
Danielle.
Oh, you know what?
Thank you.
I bet.
That is beautiful, Danielle.
Thank you.
You know what?
That is
a 10-point deduction for the mispronunciation. Mispronunciation. Oh, my.
No, I pronounced it right. I pronounced it right as Darnell.
Darnell.
Okay, I can't say it.
Okay. Oh, God. Stop.
Oh, God. Oh,
I really cannot.
See, y'all come in here, Spartan. You know what? Your inbox gonna blow up tonight.
I'll be at work.
Oh God. For real.
What did you do?
Wait a minute. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Yeah, I wrote this while, you know, waiting to get onto the program. So I had to pick up my pen and do this. So nothing too, you know, fantabulous. I don't know. I don't have a name for this. My first time not naming something because I just wrote it. But anyway,
wow.
It's concerning the topic, hopefully. I didn't see the dots.
So Mike
I didn't
is
see
in.
The dots. Okay. I didn't see the dots that connected us. Didn't know that our beginning would end us up as more than friends. Had no clue. Both of us, it seems, were unaware that anything like this could be possible. See, you just met me, yet I feel like I've always known you. We didn't weigh the probability, didn't see that its approach, didn't see its approach. Blindly, we traversed traveling, you and me. Let us smack dab. Switching lanes that have led us down highways and byways of intimacy, love's intersection. This was something I wasn't expecting, yet it's happened and I've never been so happy, caught up in all these feelings, having all these visions, reminiscing on sweet things, stuck on this image, a photo, a picture with both of us in it. Didn't see it in the beginning. What would end up with us kissing, sharing kisses, that once awkward feeling that I'd love to revisit. Long walks down love's sidewalk, making excuses for the heavy breathing. Palms outstretched, blushing as I notice that your hand is in it, my hand, and that you're glowing. Impossible. And I've never even noticed that your eyes were hazel or that you had such full lips that when you smiled, you had this whimsical curve in it. Oh, baby, that your eyes matched the stars that twinkled in the night sky. How could I have missed this? When did this? Oh, I guess it was when we crossed that street running from that speeding car, both of us hand in hand, almost getting hit, laughing at that shit. Then time stood still for what seemed like eternity, right before we kissed, our very first kiss, floating, free from gravity, under the glow of love's full moon while strolling down Passion's Avenue. We connected, unexpected. It wasn't expected, but we connected. We connected so unexpected, and it was so magnetic. I didn't see the dots that connected us. Didn't know that our beginning would end us up as more than friends. Had no clue. But love has connected us. Connected. We connected. For real.
Wow. Her eyes match the stars. Oh, my goodness. That was beautiful. You know, let me tell you something. Sometimes all it takes is it's those few simple words. You know, I love simplicity. Simplicity is the most beautiful thing in the world because you understand and you get to see. And that right there was absolutely beautiful. I love that piece. And you said you had to rewrite? You had to pick up your pen?
Yeah, I just wrote that.
Yo.
Because I wanted to do something that was on topic. You know.
That was really, really beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you.
I almost choked on my tomato when I heard you say her eyes match the stars. Oh, my God.
Aww.
Something about bringing, you know, referring to stars when you are talking about a lady or love, it just does something for me. That was beautiful. Diva,
it really, really
thank
was.
You. Thank you.
Yes. I was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, I felt like while he was reciting, I felt like the dog with the biscuit, you know, throw it up and float down back to earth. I felt so romantic. So, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you.
I don't know about the dog with the biscuit floating, but if you remember the cartoon where Bugs Bunny was in the boat and he was singing, "Someone's rocking my dreamboat." I like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man! No, but back to back at the ranch. That was an absolutely beautiful piece. I loved it.
Get me thinking.
Thank you.
Come back.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh. Hey, well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm gonna set you over there in the love lounge with Rain and Poetic and C Double. I don't know what's going on over there. Kalinda didn't pick up the phone and call me, so obviously everybody's on their best behavior. But make sure you tip the bartender. I don't think you've met our new bartender yet, for real. You are the CEO, and she has asked about you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, has she? Has she?
Yes,
I'm single, and I'm
she has inquired about you.
Yeah, tell I'm single. What you
well,
got, baby?
I
got
would like you to
I
come
got,
over there
I
and
got
talk.
Something for you.
I mean, uh-oh.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you a new bottle of E&J.
Ooh.
And whatever chocolate you want, baby. I got
oh,
it.
Oh, darling. I just need you to come with that bottle and that chocolate and share it with me.
Oh, my. Oh, whoa. Now, you know.
Do you like my poetic voice? This is my sensual poetic voice.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, baby, one love,
all
one
right,
mic.
Sugar. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Shaboing.
Oh, Lord.
I can't. You know what? I can't. I cannot.
Girl.
All right.
Well, I would tell you what. We're going to open up this next mic. This is our Canadian connection to our Lady A.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Hi.
Good, thanks. How are you, ladies? We're having fun tonight.
Yes, we are. Yes, they in here cutting up. They the ones cutting up. I'm just an innocent bystander. I'm on my own self.
Oh,
Lady A.
Innocent bystander.
I have to ask you this question.
Okay.
Do you think it is possible to start something with a person that you have no connection with and it turn into a successful relationship?
Well, I think maybe as I'm an older person, like I think when we're young, I don't think we have the foresight to do that because we're too much into how people look and that sort of thing. And then they turn out to be that great guy that's a millionaire at the school reunion.
Okay.
If you didn't
okay.
date them when
okay.
you were younger, but I think
mm-hmm.
I think friends can become lovers. But initially, I think you have to have, if you're just meeting, if there isn't any attraction, you usually don't go far with it. But if you're friends, and then all of a sudden something clicks and you realize that you do love each other, I think that's possible. But I think there has to be some kind of attraction.
Okay. All right, that's fair. That is definitely fair. Thank you for that. Now, I want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I brought a piece called I Am Familiar, and I don't know if I read it or not on your show, but you know, I've got it anyways. It's a free verse piece, and here it goes, if I may.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I am familiar. His head tilted to the right, and from under heavy lids he looked at me, his green eyes twinkling. There was mischief behind those beautiful eyes, the thrilling, irresistible kind. Mischief I wanted to drown in. No coaxing needed, but I let him coax me. He was hypnotic. Love making was an art. His fingers were feathers upon my skin and induced the most delicious squirming until we melted into each other. And there I stayed till this very moment. There I will stay forever. It is safe to say he adored me in the way every woman dreams of being adored. I could see it in his eyes. He spoke his adoration with those intoxicating green eyes, always watching, speaking his love into my soul. It was like he crawled inside. He fit from my head to my feet, and two heartbeats became one entity. And I feel him even as I write this for you. Lips caressed mine, then grew with passion, urgency, yet always tender and sweet, lingering, suckling, absolute perfection, inducing that delicious squirm again and again. I remember his body, the language he spoke with it, the stunning beauty of his love for me. Every now and then his scent appears and he captures me in his arms. I am familiar with his body, his scent, his movement. Oh, I am familiar with all that he was. He remains alive within me. And peace.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Wow. I'm stuck on delicious worms. Okay. God, please.
Wow.
I like a delicious squirm, too, but that's beautiful. I loved it. That's stuff for 2 seconds. All right. That's beautiful, though. I loved it.
I love that piece, Lady A. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Could you say that last line for me again, please?
He remains alive within me.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That is just... I might have to steal that and put it in one of my pieces. Just that one line right there.
Mm-hmm.
He remains alive within me. Oh, girl. Yeah. Ooh, give me chills. That was beautiful, Lady A. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. I loved
thank
it. You know I'm a fan. Yeah. All right, lady. We're going to put you over in the love lounge with everybody. They're over there in the bar cutting up. I haven't gotten a call from Kalinda, but... You can go in there and join them and get a drink. Have as many. The bar, everything. The bar is open. It's on me. So enjoy
perfect.
Yourself. I hope
you
got a
so
designated
much.
Driver. All right. Yeah. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Oh,
Siva. We got a treat
yeah.
here. Haven't heard from
right.
this poet in a long time. Oh, I'm anxious. Let me open up her mic. Jamie the Artiste, how are you?
Oh,
love,
you recognize
me.
Right,
of course, girl, don't play with it. Don't play with it now. You know, girl. You know, I'm a fan. I don't forget people. Oh, wow.
Hello.
How you been,
love? I feel on special. I am good. I am good. No complaints. I got some time off from work, so I just been relaxing.
Wonderful.
Was able to go to Cali for a few days, so I enjoyed myself there. I've been to the beach. I ain't been to the beach in years. It was nice.
I've seen your
pictures. I got a tan. I know. I'm starting to peel. I'm like, I should have used some. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm getting ready to get flued out again for my birthday. I'm going to Miami, so I'm excited
ooh.
About that.
Oh, the Instagram
ooh.
Got Miami. Oh, okay. Go, girl. What's up? Oh, man, I hope you have an awesome time. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Missed you, girl. Hey, I ain't heard your voice in, I don't know, months of Sundays, but it's good that you're here.
It's
awesome that you're here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Every
time
you show up, it's so hard to keep up, but I was scrolling and I saw Van's promo, and like the girl said, that I had to stop because I saw him licking his lips. I'm just like, here you go.
Now, yes, he is notorious for them lip licks, okay? Notorious.
So I was
okay.
Like, I'm not doing that. Let me just sit here. I was working on my second book, so I'm just like, let me take a break from that and call in.
Wonderful.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, I can't wait for
yeah.
it. You know I'll be a mind.
Yeah, my publisher was just like, dang, already? I'm just like, I won't submit it until like next year. I'm going to still give the first one at least like a year to kind of circulate and see what
mm-hmm.
that's going to do. So I'm just like, you can just kind of relax. I won't submit it until like next year sometime. So I'm just like, well, I got time.
That's
I'm just sitting. I feel like I need to do something. And since it's fresh. And, you know, I have the
mm-hmm.
the enthusiasm to do it. I'm just like, I just want to at least get it done just in case, you know, some kind of avenue takes off and I don't have time and then I'll be kicking myself. So it'll be like I just laid around all summer and did nothing productive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
okay.
like, while I'm sitting here, while it's, you know, I just want to at least get it on paper, you know, just to kind of get it out the way.
Okay. That's a thought, definitely. Well, I'm waiting. I'm patiently waiting, patiently but anxiously
mm-hmm.
awaiting for you to tell us that the book is ready. That's what's up,
yeah.
definitely. Thank you. Now, my diva has a question to ask you.
Okay.
All right, Jamie. Do you think it's possible to start something with a person you have no connection with at all and it turn into a successful relationship?
Absolutely. And I say that because, like, when I was in church, pretty much all the women, they would always say that my husband wasn't even my type, but I just kind of gave him a chance. And I don't know, before I knew it, I looked up, we was in love and we was in marriage, and now we got a family. And even when people would try to give
uh-huh.
me, like, dating advice, when I always tell them that, like, I have a type, and I'm just like, I can't help it. You know, I like what I like. And they will always say, well,
right.
your type is the reason that you're single because you need to, you know, broaden your horizons and, you know, stop looking at them. I'm just like, but I can't help it. I'm not saying I haven't, that I've dismissed people, you know, that were interested and I felt like, you know, they're at least, you know, a good person or whatever. But I'm just like, and it didn't really go very far, but they just, you know, those wolf and sheep clothing kind of people. But, like, overall, I've you know, see, still a lot of people, especially, like, people in church that say, like, oh, you know, stop kind of being fixated on a particular type, you know, let God, and then, like, if God sent you, but, you know, and there's the, oh, God sent me my husband, he's the best thing that ever happened to me, he wasn't even my type, I wasn't even attracted to him at first, but, you know, we started spending time together and getting to know each other, and then, you know, one thing just kind of let, so I think it's very possible. That's pretty much all I've heard, you know, while in church. And especially as an adult, and people start asking me, oh, when's he going to get married, and yada, yada, yada. And I met my husband. He wasn't even my type at all. He was the exact opposite of what I normally go for, and he just turned out to be the best thing for me, and we so happy, and we in love, and yada, yada, yada. So I do think that there is some truth to it, but I still think you should definitely use discretion and common sense, though, because I figured out, you know, a lot of guys, especially, like, in the church, they try to use that to kind of manipulate, you know, the single women or the women that they think are desperate or in the hurry. So, yeah, I think it is very possible, but I say still use, you know, your good judgment and common sense. So yeah, I do think it's possible. Even with, and on the friendship level of, you know, people just like, I would never, you ever be like, how do we become friends? Like, I never thought we'd be as close as we were because I don't normally hang out with people like you. But, you know, you just kind of talk to people and find that there's always some common ground somewhere, and then you just tend to build on that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting ready to say, too. When you have a common, you have a common meeting place, a common ground that you are frequent.
Yeah,
you know, both you and that person frequent, it makes a difference, too. So,
all right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. You made some really great points on that, so thank you.
Now, Jamie the artiste, what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you're going to watch it.
It did. I kind of revised in a piece that I, yeah. Anyway, it's called Repeat. I think it's kind of relatable.
All right. The mic is yours.
I call this relationship a match, not in terms of being equal and not even in the sense of a fight, but in reference to that tiny wick that needs a rough surface to ignite. So that's what we are. We burn brief and bright. And when the flame goes out, this is what we do at night. To your friction, it's my addiction. And we yell so loud because neither of us is listening. And this roller coaster that we have each other on, I think we should charge admissions. See, my heart's depending on you, but it often stiffens and quickens. How are you able to hurt what I worked so hard to protect? At this point, I'm not sure who's responsible for the negligence on deck. Still melted, malleable, and vision impaired from this seesaw, merry-go-round, and tetherball affair. See, I tried to be open-minded, and I tried to be there. I tried being compliant, but we still ended up right back here. Does this start line have no finish? Or how am I ever going to convince myself that I'm winning if we're always going back and forth or toe-to-toe and even tit-for-tat? See, what happened to what you promised me? Because this ain't that. And since we can't get it exact, then you just watch me pack and I leave. I leave. I left, as a matter of fact, until you begged me to come back. And then you cut me no slack. And this is where we're at. We're incomplete, and we get no sleep because we're still fighting for peace. But we're stuck. We are stuck. We're stuck here on repeat, and we'll be right back here in a few weeks trying to convince each other not to leave and elaborating on what we really mean, covering ourselves after both taking the swing, bob and weave. But nobody is really fit to leave. We're both naked and naive because nobody wants to leave. If that's not so hard to believe, in peace.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of back and forth, but it happens like that sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Call that love. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I had a relationship with a guy like that. I didn't say it was back and forth. It was back and forth, but I would call it our vacation from one another, you know. And then he would always be the one to initiate the getting back together thing. And I just had a weakness for that fool. I don't know what it was.
I think we've all been there. I knew he was familiar with you. I don't want to learn nobody else. So, you know, and then they throw you back. Well, you know, love is difficult. Love ain't easy. I'm just like, dang, I know you're right, but I don't think it should be this hard. But at the same time, I'm just like, I'm so invested in you, and I just don't want to feel like, you know, I'm losing my investment. So we double back a few times. So we wake up and we just like, you know what, it's fine. I'll just take my chances with somebody new. This is too much.
You know
you ain't hear me.
Yeah, I think I had that frame of mind, too. You know what? He was an investment because I was the one spending the damn money. But, you know, he was very entertaining. He was very charming, and he had this smile that could just light up the sky without stars, I'm trying to tell you. And I was just like in awe. I was totally infatuated with him. Until he just like got really disrespectful with his mouth, and I just couldn't take being hurt like that no more. And that's what my wake up call was. So, man, Diva.
I just think it was beautiful. I got stuck on a line, and I like you, Danielle, I got lost. I got lost. Because the more she spoke, the line left me. And I really loved it. I missed you too. I really did. You have a way of spitting a piece. And sometimes I go, if she just slow down, But I love your cadence, though. You have a great cadence. I love it.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, baby love. You don't be a stranger now. It's always an open mic here for you. You know that. Okay. And don't come in here talking about, oh, you remember my name? How am I supposed to forget you? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, you know, I called in, and I called in to Vance, and he forgot who I was. I was like, okay.
Well, I ain't here. All right. I'm not here. All right. I am me, La Perla Negra. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just me. It's a size.
Well, he was like, you said I ain't called in a while. That's why it kind of slipped his mind. So I gave him a pass. Because I'm like, you're right. I haven't called in a while. So.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna give you a pass on thinking that I would have forgotten about you. So, okay, but I'm gonna put you over in the love lounge. He over there. You can go on over there, say hi to him. Everybody over there, Rain's over there, C Double for real is over there. They over there cutting up. Kalinda, I see the light been flashed on the phone, so I got to find out what's going on over there. I don't know what they're doing. Y'all better not be over there making no mess. All right, Jamie. Thank you, sweetheart. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about, Diva. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Beautiful.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we go from Jamie the artiste to Lisa Lips. Hey, Miss Lips. Welcome to the live. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up, ladies?
I'm chilling. It's all good in the neighborhood. We making it good. You know.
I've been listening all night. I'm with everybody else about that promo that Van did. When he bit his lip at the end, I was like, you know what?
I told you, y'all, he is notorious for them lip bites and lip licks, honey. Yeah, he know what he be doing. He know exactly.
I posted to it. I was like, okay, if you bite that lip one more time.
Wait just one more time.
I know. So, what's going on with you, Diva? How you been?
I've been busy, but doing okay. You know, trying to keep myself out of trouble for the summer.
Oh, I know that's right. You can get in a little bit of trouble. You can get a little bit of trouble. Some trouble.
Yeah, I don't know how to do a little bit. I go too far.
Oh. Okay. I hear that. I don't know whose turn is it. My turn or is it your turn?
It's yours.
My turn? Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to ask you the question. Miss Smith, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Do you think it is possible to start something with a person that you have no connection with and to turn into a successful relationship?
Actually, it happened to me. Okay. I used to hang out at this coffee house all the time, and there was one guy – well, actually, there was a guy behind the counter that I used to flirt with, but there was another guy who I thought – because he looked so young that he was like 18, 19 years old. So I didn't really pay any attention to him. Turns out he was 29, but we just struck up a friendship and we became friends along the way. And then, well, my piece explains the rest of it.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I called this piece Friends to Lovers. He wasn't even on my radar. I mean, seriously. He's not like anyone I'd ever choose, but he is kind of funny in a goofy sort of way, and he's not unattractive, just not what I'm used to. He's slender and not too tall and kind of awkward, but he's smart and studious, and he's very kind. And we do have a friendship, but our worlds barely cross, so I'm not sure how this thing would work. But I'm just speculating, because really, he hasn't shown me any interest beyond the friend zone, but every now and then I catch him looking. Not like I'm his friend, but like he's thinking more. But who knows? So tonight is our monthly dinner. two friends venting over food and drinks. The meal is great and the drinks are cold, but he's struggling with another disappointing connection, another woman he fell for who can't see anything beyond friendship with him. We even joked about having clear boundaries between us, but then we head back to where we parked my car, and as usual, he walked me to my door. He hugged me like always, but this time he kind of held on, and instead of stepping back, he pulled me in. The kiss was warm and deep and sensual, and I was completely unprepared. He held me close and probed my mouth, exploring the terrain as if he'd been anticipating this moment. And I was lost, shocked by his boldness, unprepared for the onslaught of such emotion, and fully blown away by how passionate this is. And as my mind twisted through all I was feeling, the kiss ended. My knees were weak, and he was prepared because he held me close and supported me. And when my trembling subsided, he half stepped back and looked me in the eye. He asked if I was okay, and I thought, no. But I said, where'd that come from? And he said, I trust you, and there is love between us. I need you to help me find who I am, and I promise to be open and honest and ready for whatever comes. So that's how it began. Can't wait to see what happens next. Poem.
Wow. Oh, I see that in my head. I see that all in my head.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That was pretty
good. I love tonight. Man. I see everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yes, the visual I'm getting from these pieces is taking me there. It really is. Man. Yeah. You know what? The hookup, I ain't even going to get into that hookup thing. I like that, though. I do like that.
Well, the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story is that by then he was 31. We had been friends for a year, a little more than a year, and he was still a virgin.
Oh, okay.
And we had talked about things, you know, he just asked general questions about relationships and whatever. And he was head over heels about some girl, and she was not feeling it. But he kept pecking at her. And so finally she was like, okay, fine, if you want me to be your first, I'll be your first. It was no passion to it whatsoever. She just let him do whatever.
Oh, God.
And he was crushed. And we talked about it. Aww. And then out of the clear blue sky, all of this happened after we had dinner that night. And then we just started seeing each other. We dated for like a year and had a full relationship. But what I was unaware of is that I was the practice dummy for when she called him back.
Oh, thanks. See.
So, like, after a year of being with him exclusively and thinking that we were working towards something, she unblocked his number one day and started calling him, and he vanished. I don't know what. So he went back to her. Yeah,
that's crazy.
And I was broken.
I'm sure.
But everything that I warned him of happened. She basically ran through his pockets and used him for everything she could, and then dropped him like a hot potato.
Wow. Girl, all I can say is say la vie.
Right. I just kind of took pride in the fact that I had customized him to me, whatever he was giving to me. He had no clue what she was stepping into.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Lip, thank you, darling, for calling in. I'll set you over there. The love lounge where everybody goes. Don't be a stranger.
I'm gonna go
always
see
an open mic here
I'm
for you.
All
right, girl. One love,
right,
one mic.
Girl. One love, one mic. One love, one mic.
Wow. Diva.
Mm-hmm.
Diva. We got one of our favorite New York Johns on here next. Let's open up this microphone.
All right.
Hey, J. Rob, the wife, son. Welcome to the Love
Zone.
How
about
you doing?
The poet.
You're talking about me being your favorite from New York. Okay. I see you. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. It's all good in the neighborhood. How you doing?
Like DMX said, it's all good. It's all right. Yeah.
I know that's right.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. can we get a girl? Can we get a growl? Oh, shit. Okay, don't do that no more. Damn.
Why did you ask for that?
Girl, I didn't know it was going to be that intense.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know what? All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do nothing.
I'm going to need to go get some cold water.
I'm like chompers right now about this point.
Ooh, yeah. Lord have mercy. J-Rob, the wise son. My diva has something to ask you. Yeah, you are.
I don't want to ask after that. Lord have mercy.
You don't want to ask? Well, how about we ask this first, then? We like to know, what do you got going on over there on the get down in the new Tiffany universe?
Tomorrow night on the get down, Van Meadows, y'all know him as Poetic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nobody important, but I'm J. Rob, the wise son. And tomorrow night's the get down at 9 o'clock. But we got something called, you know how sometimes back in the day you used to travel through the red light district? Or you used to go to, you know, remember back in the days we used to slow dance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that red light in the basement?
Oh, Lord.
We're taking it back to that.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow's the red light special.
Ooh,
so tonight is going to be sensual poetry, not erotic. Don't give me no body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell what you're trying to do. Give me an idea of how romantic and sensual you could potentially be. Pretend you're writing a piece to your mate and you just want to leave them something to think about before they come home. Put it in poetry fashion. Let me get some of that. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on the get down. Van Meadows, J-Rob, Central Poetry, and wait till you listen to the lineup when it comes to this music. Y'all going to want to go back to slow dancing because my favorite thing in the world when I was in a relationship, my lady, a dinner, after service, I ain't never going to turn on the television. We would slow dance in the dark in my living room till our eyes got adjusted to the darkness like you do in the movie theater. It's the coolest shit in the world. And you're playing slow jams. And you're just whispering something pretty in her ear. You're telling her, you ain't got to say shit. I got this.
Oh, my.
You know what? It
goes from there.
Tomorrow night. I just had my eyes closed.
I'm just saying.
I'm just gonna stay in the studio and wait until y'all open up the show. I ain't even gonna hang up. I'm gonna just sit and wait.
I'm just saying. You'll definitely want to show up tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed. Please stop talking like that. Lord have mercy.
It's gonna be so
cool. You're doing something to me.
Trying to kill me.
What would you like for me to tell you? What would you like for me to tell you?
Lord. Mm-mm. All right, Diva, it's your turn.
Okay. Mr. Robinson, the poet laureate.
Mr. Robinson is my father.
Okay, John. I was trying to be nice and sophisticated and say to you about it. Mr. Poet Laureate. is it possible to start something with a person you have not one connection with?
No.
And, okay, wait a minute, and turn it into something successful?
Three, two, one.
Okay.
If you're not, if you don't find a romantic, ideally speaking, when you meet somebody, something about them attracts you. For me, it could be her legs, the way she looks in heels. It could be her, the way she walks with confidence. It could be the way she smells. It could be her eyes. It could be her lips. It could be something about her that I dig. And if I catch that look, I'm like, I need to see what's up with her. And if I'm digging what I'm seeing, then I want to see what else is happening. And then I could take it from there. But if I'm not remotely attracted to her, I could care less. She's just a woman that I know would stay in the friend zone. But if I'm attracted to you, and all bets are off, I'm trying to see what's up with you.
All right.
That's what's up.
Okay. I can't cook for you if I'm not attracted to you.
That's interesting. Wow. Well, thank you for that insight, that answer. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
I got something from a while ago, a long while ago, that I've never shared on here for a lot of reasons, but this is from a while ago. But it fits tonight's show.
Okay. All right, Mom. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Sweetheart, let me tell you. As for me, well, I'm hot for you. As if I'm like a tamale that's on fire. You see, I need more than just a physical attraction with you because lust, shit, that's a weak desire. And if you know me, you know that a woman without a good head on her shoulders, well, shit, girl, she's nothing but a piece of meat. For that, I can go to the butcher shop because I'm choosy about what I eat. Your body is just a mere appetizer. Your brain, well, that's the real main course. Your personality, that could be the icing on the cake because for me, that's a sweet magnetic force. And if you know me, you know that the complexion of any kind of coffee makes my percolator perk. And once I taste your coffee, shit. But I ask, how many of these ladies out here are deep enough to handle a cat like me? I mean mentally, emotionally, and physical. Because I really like my women deep. I like them hot-blooded by nature, but not promiscuous. I need a woman who can relate to being what you'll call spontaneous. However, I do like the old-fashioned, updated with a modern-day twist. A woman that's a clear slave to passion, tongue-kissing, and don't resist. See, I really dig a woman that's not so public, because you don't need to mind your business because nobody ever needs to know. And if you mean shit forever, we're going to be good to go. You see, I dig the kind of mental stimulation from a woman that causes body heat. Slow dancing in the dark as she's visually anticipating a slide between 3,000 stitch count sheets. Now, I really can't stand these poetic groupies, but I do love a true fan. And I need a woman that wants to do me really right when she gets to know the man that I am. See, I do admit I love it in public. Because it's cool being J-Rob, you see. But behind closed doors, I just want the applause for just being plain old me. And I will never be the first move. I'm a poet, sweetheart. I don't rap. Just understand when it comes to these ladies, I'm a little bit too smooth for that. Bronx, what you think? I love a woman with a good sense of humor because for me, that's pretty essential. Be a little uninhibited, but be pretty deep. Be the woman that I want to get into. And once I really get into you, I can feel it if you're for real. And I promise you, right is how I'm going to do you. I want to give your body something you can feel. This shit is a black romance out of a storybook. Just forget all the wine and all those candles. This is an encounter your ass will never forget. But don't try it if you can't handle it. Because I love this shit all. You ready? Set. Let's go. Go. Thank you. Thank you.
Mary, Mother of
Mary, Mother of
God.
Okay. I just cannot. I cannot. I'm just trying to tell you right now, I cannot.
No.
Just, hey, J-Rod. You know what, J-Rod? Just throw the biscuit up in the air, okay? I got it.
What did I do?
There you go.
What did I do? Mm-hmm. What did I do?
That's all I got to say. Just throw the biscuit in the air. That's all. That's all I got to say. Diva, I can't.
What, was it horrible? What, was it horrible?
Horrible?
Horrible.
I know you didn't just say that.
I know you didn't just say that.
I'm sitting here trying to.
Lord
of mercy. That had, I had
Let's just say it this way, J-Rob. You have slayed us for tonight. Thank you so much. You just slayed us. So it's okay.
Yeah.
We got it.
I'm tongue-tied and I can't get myself together right now. Their piece was erotic. It was sensual. It was so delicious. It was so good. I'm telling you,
it was delicious.
My mental palate has been completely and totally satisfied. It was just, oh, good Lord.
Can I tell you the truth? Pieces from 25 years ago.
Damn, I'm glad I didn't know you back then because I wouldn't have been no
Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to tell you, I'd have been in jail. I'm trying to tell you, I'd have been in jail because I wouldn't have been able to handle the feeling that I would be. You know what? I'm not even going to get into. I'm not going to go there. That
nope. We ain't doing
tonight.
It.
Yes, it was.
It was everything.
Oh, my God.
It was everything. Whew. And I thank you so much. Just consider me slayed for the rest of the evening. I'm going to bed with a smile on my face, I think.
As you sure.
I don't know.
I'm going to keep that smile on my face.
I'm glad they make them with remotes now.
I cannot. I just really
cannot. Rechargeable now.
Oh my God.
I just dig the fact that y'all enjoy the material. That means more to me.
Did you think we wouldn't?
We always do.
You never know. I mean, I wrote a lot of stuff, and I want to make sure whatever I bring to y'all fits what y'all do.
And the voice, I don't know why you, I don't know what it is about the tone that you are taking tonight, but I'm so appreciating it. Oh, my Lord.
Can I just be chompers for the night, please? Just throw the biscuit in the air, please.
throw the biscuit in the air. Y'all trying to make my soul smile, okay?
No, you can dangle it in front of me. I like to be teased. Okay.
You're throwing that up in the air. If you throw that up in the air, I swear I'm going to catch it and I'm going to float right back down the earth. Yes, I am. And then I'm going to eat it good. Trust me.
Ooh, yeah. Lord.
Anyway.
That's what's up.
Anyway. All right. Go ahead, poet laureate.
Oh, God.
Future poet laureate of New York. Yes. All right, baby.
We wonder why you're one of our favorite New York Johns. Yes, we are.
Yes.
We'll send you over there with your
lip-licking
buddy.
I'm standing next to no man that's biting and licking his lips.
Your brother over there doing it.
I'm going to let him sit over there and be a bad influence on his own. Listen, ladies, y'all have a good night. And thank y'all a lot for letting me spend this piece. I'm going over to the get down. To the love.
I guess they love lounge. The love lounge.
No, chair. Yeah. I need a chair.
You know what, babe? I got your chair. I got your chaise and your Cubans and the chocolate wine you like.
Stop spoiling me. Stop threatening me with a Cuban. Put me on mute, girl. I got to get the cigar. Put me on mute.
You know I got to spoil you because you spoil us. So, yes,
you just way too good to me, girl.
Yeah. Lord. I got it like that, baby.
That's what you do.
All right.
Ooh, y'all making me hot. All right, I'm going to send you over here.
Thank you.
Can I please go to
one love, one mic?
Yes, you can.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Did he just come in here and do that to us like that?
I just cannot. Right. Nope.
All right, let me say something to the callers real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, congratulations, you have made it into overtime. The dialing number is no longer valid for
in
you guys sense. Because you are here with
it
us.
It ain't even no longer in effect.
I'm trying to get myself together. He done came in here and got me all messed up. I was getting ready to repeat the dialing number. It's not necessary.
Would you like a short break, Diva? So we have a short break.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that before we open up.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my.
Wow, that was indeed short.
Where did it go? You know what? I'm on my my tablet tonight, and it just likes to take me places sometimes. Let me see if I can get that back. Oh. All right, let's see. How about this one?
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
This is Tommy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
I'm trying to get myself together. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna open up this next microphone to area code 713. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Sir Lawrence. I know it's been a minute. How's everybody? So miss you guys.
All right. Well, welcome,
What's
Sir Lawrence. We good. It's great to hear from you. My goodness. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you? How you been?
been really well. Got, you know, couple things on the stove and everything, and then still trying to put that second book together and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I hear that. That's all right. Well, I don't remember. Our previous caller got me a little discombobulated. It's on me to ask the question.
Exactly.
Okay. Sir Lawrence, are you ready for the question of the evening?
I think I'm ready.
All right. Do you think it is possible to start something with a person that you have no connection with and it turn out to be a successful relationship?
Of course.
Mm.
Okay. Okay.
Because, right. You know, the whole thing is this for me, you know, and this is what the problem is with, in my opinion, I'm sorry. You know, you go into a relationship and then you have all these criteria, these stipulations, these idiosyncrasies, these, you know, this is what I think. And a lot of what you think is based on past relationship that you're trying to enter into something new that you don't even know what's going on with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong with that four-letter love word. You understand? You don't you want to change the L. You can't. This is, the L is the first letter. Why are you trying to mess with that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. I mean, because I've learned along the way, because I've been in and out of you have to get to know the person. And that way you don't have all them preconceived notions.
Because
just like they're getting to know you just like you're getting to know them. And then the other thing is this. You set all this stuff on the table. You got to be this way. You got to have this. You got to do all this right here. But what are you doing to attract that kind of person that you're asking for?
Okay. Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. But like I said, I'm an optimist, so I believe anything is possible. Sir Lawrence, what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight?
Well, actually, I've done this piece before, but it's, to me, it's fitting for the topic or the question, I think.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Across the room. Understanding the synapse within the inner workings of our system, like the ancients whose sexual experience brought outside of the body, created levels of intensity regulated by sheer thought, not influenced by what we can see, taste, and feel, but the thought, the stimulated sensation fueled with the memory of the feeling while rechanneling the energy back into our bodies. Our neocortex only thinks the muscles are working. Meanwhile, sitting in a waiting room to its name, she was sitting in a different section across from me. At some point, our consciousness stepped into the middle of the crowded room. Not sure at first, then realizing we were the only ones who knew. We started exploring each other. I could tell the sensations felt the way we wanted them to feel, but at the same time different, as we were controlling our own levers. We were having interdimensional, you know, when conscious meets up with subconscious, it seems no one knew except our duality. At times through the host body, we would look at each other as if to say, we are really doing this. Then other times, when we both wanted to feel something similar, our connecting charge brought the more energy strengthening our union. I remember the intenseness was so strong, we left the room completely. Time. I had to wonder, did it really exist? Still, not sure how long before we came back under the control of our five senses, but we traveled light years from our host bodies. Then, maybe pushing the levers too far, it drew some attention as we both felt another presence trying to peep in, which immediately broke the connection. Her number came before mine. As she walked past, heading out the door, giving me a look that said it was her first time as well. If we saw each other tomorrow, I don't know if we could duplicate our experience physically, but we do have the files that can't be erased. When we fall asleep, who's to say the files are not updating?
Oh, wow. Very nice. Very nice.
That last line, who's to say it's not up? Who's to say?
Yeah,
that's nice.
The files aren't updating. I like that.
Yes.
I love metaphor.
Yes.
Ah,
right.
Very
exactly.
Nice.
Yes.
Very, very
wow.
Nice.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was,
that was nice.
That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Sir Lawrence, thank you. I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge. Don't be a stranger here. It's always an open mic.
I'm
going to
tell you, the Love Lounge is open night, ain't it?
It is jumping tonight. Got everybody over there, okay?
I'm going to go out here and try that new move I just learned. Yesterday.
Uh-oh. Okay. Don't hurt nothing now.
Okay,
we got a nice big dance floor now. All right, so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. All right, Diva, we're going to open up this next microphone. We got ourselves an area code 815. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Happy Wednesday, ladies. It's Gina Storm.
Hey, Gina.
Hey,
good,
how are you?
Welcome.
I love the commentary. I don't know which. It's a tie between the commentary and the poetry because everybody's a little different. And even if they have the same answer as someone else, the way they answer is dope.
Exactly.
Yes, you're right. You are absolutely right. I couldn't say it better myself. So, it is your turn to ask, my diva, it's your turn to ask the question.
All right, Gina, do you think it's possible to start something with a person that you have no connection with and then it turns into a successful relationship?
I don't know about the successful part, but it turned into a relationship. I was definitely in an entanglement with the person that
okay.
I was only physically attracted with but could not have a conversation.
Wow.
Hmm. Okay.
A lot
okay.
of things were lacking. But if I were being superficial, and in this instance I was, he was pretty.
Okay,
I like
okay. Right, right?
Yeah, so I needed some eye candy in my life, and that's how that had came to be.
Okay. No,
I'm so ashamed. But it's real.
All right, look, it's all right. We all have a preference, and it isn't anything wrong
exactly
with that.
Right.
That's just our part of our uniqueness and our individuality. We have a right to have a preference. Gina, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight, ma'am?
I'll do a freestyle about that situation. I'm going to call it Lust, Not Love.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I had just become a cougar, and this young man had just become a cub. I've been watching him grow up for so long that I was embarrassed to say that I knew him when he was a teenager. As a matter of fact, I had a cousin who graduated the same class as he did. I was there, but he didn't see me. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. I remember when I ran into him in traffic one day, a couple of months after his graduation day, I said, "Did you have a good time?" He said, "Yeah, I just had a party with family. I wished I'd had a girl. I was thinking what you need is a woman." But he didn't know what was going on inside my head, nor that I could make place for him in my world. Again, we had a job in close proximity. I was working at the Sam's Club that was next door to the Walmart here in my city. I would see him sometimes gathering the shopping carts in the summer in a short-sleeved shirt, muscles glistening. His hair had those kind of waves that make you seasick. His eyes were piercing. He had a magnetic smile and a charming disposition. Oh, my goodness, did I mention he was fine? All I wanted to do was look at him all the time, especially when he was young before he became a dad of three. He didn't have the dad body yet, and I tell you what, every time he sweat, I wanted to lick it up, not get a towel. I wanted to see what that tastes like and feel my hands going against those washboard abs. I wanted to caress him, hold him close, and nurture him like he was a baby in my arms, while scratching his back while he was doing what he needed to do because he was so young and full of energy. Sometimes I have to tap out between round, I don't know, 5 and 2. I always felt like we were a match when we were naked. But when we were dressed and being in public, people often thought that perhaps I was his mother or big sister, maybe a close auntie. Every now and then he tried to pull a public display of intimacy, like grab my hand or put his hand on my booty. I don't play that and never did. I would always feel like I needed to tell him that he was being a bad boy, like he was my kid. It was an imbalance that was so great that it didn't make sense. I'll be honest with you, I was 14 years his senior. And then finally one day, I realized he couldn't have a complete sentence. He wasn't very bright, I mean, in any instance. Every time he did something, he chose the wrong thing over the right. And there were so many times when he lied to me and his kids when he didn't come home at night. I knew what it was, and I accepted it, too. I was looking for love. But lust came to my door. I let him come in and be my boo. In peace.
Wow.
You let lust in your door. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Girl, I think we have all been to at least one time in our life experienced that, mm-hmm. that lustful relationship and let it in. I know I have. I got a baby out of that one. But sure. So I tell you, and it's good. It's terribly good. Let's put it that way. It is terribly
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. Because you can't, it's like, you know.
To me.
Girl, you get greedy with it, too.
It becomes
almost an addiction. When you get into that kind of relationship and you give into that look, and it's really bad when that person has the equal amount of lust for you.
Yeah.
Talk about forbidden carnal sin. Jeez, man, Joseph, girl, try to tell
right.
you.
Oh, my God. It was rough. I got through it, but I had to just pull myself to the side and say, "What you doing? This ain't even you. It doesn't serve you in any way except for sexually." And don't get it twisted. That was good. It was good enough for me to say, okay, you know, I understand why I'm here. But it was not a place that I needed to live. It was a place I needed to visit.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Claire, Gina, coming in here and waking up old memories. It's all good, though. It's all good.
I love this subject. I needed to get that off me. I was like, I was so mad at myself. But it was a necessity to get me to where I am today. So I appreciate y'all for the opportunity. One love, one mind.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mind. Wow. I remember that.
Yep.
Child. I ain't even going to get into it. Y'all going to think. I don't know what y'all going to think of me if I start talking about that. But anyway, we're going to open up this next microphone to an automatic charismatic. Hello, Otto. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Hey, how y'all ladies doing?
We doing. Good. We doing. We are definitely doing. Yeah. I got to ask you the question tonight. Is it my turn or her? I'm all discombobulated ever since our New York joint came in here, sir. It's my turn. Okay. Otto, are you ready for the question?
Yeah.
You ready for the question of the evening?
I'm always ready.
All right.
Ready for anything you can bring.
All right, here we go. Do you think it is possible to start something with a person that you have no connection with and it turn into a successful relationship?
I think it depends. If you're friends or something like that, and then you learn more about each other. Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I can go with that. A lot of people have the same the same view on it. Okay. That's what's up. Now, Otto, what are you going to freestyle for us tonight? Or did you write something?
Oh.
Because y'all been coming, lately you freestylers that you done penned, so I don't know which way you're going.
I see you realize how I brought my mind. I've been driving, so I haven't had time to even, I wrote something on Facebook, but I haven't really been writing like that with it too long
okay.
of driving, but always bringing my mind. So I'm going to say, do a poem called Caught in the Fire.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
It's a mystery to me to find me place with you all. We are not at that place. Maybe if I can learn more about you. School is a session, and I don't want us to have a relationship that's like a weapon to divide us and deny us. Maybe if I could try you, learn more of your value. See, it's like words of intuition. My words is like the major addiction. I guess this like another lifestyle of caught in the fire. Realizing maybe we're not even connected. The words bring learning you and staying corrected. My time is here for you. I'm learning and learning from different stages and many places. I'll take you there. Wherever you need to go, just know the flow into the existence. And I feel the heat trapped, caught in the fire. Maybe we are meant to be, or maybe it's just separation. The education must flow to learn more about you and learn more about me. Maybe we connected. Or maybe friendship is the only thing. But I guess the question must be asked. Or will we be like Keith Sweat, just make it last forever? But I guess there's no connection. So I guess it's friendship all together. This is Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Engine. Take it as in the Berlin Piper and Dry.
Wow. Okay.
There's
no connection. Mm-hmm. I guess we just stay friends.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with
right.
that either.
Right.
You know? And you know what?
Sure
if a relationship
is not a connection all
a relationship,
the time,
if a relationship is meant to be, it will be.
Mm-hmm.
If not,
right.
you know, not saying that you won't have some kind of association with that person. It just may not be what, you know, you thought it was going to turn out to be. That was a nice piece, Autumn. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You,
you know, I always bring
you
my
sound
mind,
like you're tired.
Thank you.
Oh, I know.
You know what? I'm good. I've been resting. I'm chilling up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, I'm born and raised in D.C., but to me,
mm-hmm.
Atlanta, Georgia is another chocolate city. It is chocolate here, you know what I mean? So, you know, Georgia has to be another chocolate city. D.C. is called Chocolate City. Georgia has to be. Atlanta has to be a chocolate city, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in and sharing your insight and
yes,
your opinion.
Thank you so much.
That peace with us. I'm going to put you over there in the Love Lounge with everybody else. You got all the poets over there cutting up. And go tip Kalinda, the bartender.
I'm going to go to the bar so I can go ahead and get grab a couple of drinks.
All right. Drinks are on me. One love.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how your tab is.
It's all good.
Yeah,
all right, yeah. I got you. All right. One love, one love.
All right, ladies.
One love, one love.
Oh, guess what? Guess who we got next?
What?
We got our other favorite New York joint coming in here.
Ooh.
And he happens to be last caller. Open this up.
All right.
Hey, Mojave, welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey,
how are you doing tonight?
I'm late to the party. I was sleeping.
That's
and
right.
then I was sitting here, I was retwisting my hair. You know, while sitting. Because sometimes you got to do things yourself.
I know that's right.
And just wondering if for me. You know, because I had enough of a bunch. But I was like, hold on for a second.
Okay.
But that happening and all that good stuff. Where were we at? Okay. I believe you have a question for me.
Steve,
I do.
Hmm?
I do. Can you meet someone and have, like, no connection at all and have it turn into a successful relationship?
No, I'm just kidding. no, yes you can. Yes, you can.
Okay.
I mean, when you're saying that there's no connection, if anybody's going to do anything, there's always going to be something. They could not have a prior knowledge of each other. They could not have a prior anything else, but the eyes can always find the other eyes across the room, and they can have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They can meet. They can dance. They can fuck, and I fucking each other across the table before I even have a conversation, which lets me know into everything that's a desire. And that could be the one thing that brings them closer. So, yeah, it can actually happen. Some people possess the supernatural ability to transmit energy through looks, feels, generate across their skin, create an atmosphere around them that you can walk into, that you immediately not only smell, the hint of their perfume or cologne or feel like intentions are, and they're generated, and it's on your wavelength. And that wavelength is what's going to attract that person to bring you closer to them. You may not know them, but you know the energy, and the energy will guide you to exactly what you need to do in that moment. So, absolutely. You can definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
I like it.
Definitely.
Like
that's
that explanation.
Yeah. So saying, you know, you know, that carnal combat energy is something crazy. You know, when you're generating, you know, so when you're generating really high, you're radiating at such a speed, a light, a feel. And sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
it feels so. And so, and sometimes the only way to see that is to get close. Your skin to touch that person's skin. You can blend each other's
Ooh.
Energy.
Lord. Yeah, you are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I don't know what it is about these New York jaws, but they just come through here and upset everything. Just a few words.
Lord have mercy.
What was I about to ask you? Oh,
what does he have to list? What has he got going on?
Yeah, I want to know what do you have going on in the Tiffany universe?
I'm glad you asked that. So now that I've reset myself and I've been taking this time to get myself back together, you know, a lot of deeply emotional things and separations and breakups and all kinds of craziness has been happening around me. A tower moment, if you will. I've been able to focus and align some of my chakras. You know, I'm working on opening up this root chakra real quick. But in the meantime, between time, we're going to do some fly shit. So Tuesday we have Fly Speak Open Mic. We have Red Riding Hood out of Miami, Florida, one of the baddest poets around, beautiful. The poetry, words, and the physical. And I have a special guest. I cannot announce right now, but believe you me, you don't blow the doors off of this. I don't care if nobody comes. Just a recorder for posterity. You know, because we're going to be about this poetry. We're going to be about the beauty and the amazement and the depth intricacies of how people write and why they write and why it's called philosophy. Sometimes you have to realign the purpose of that. That being said, we're going to be doing some other amazing things because War Council is going to be following the next week. And we're going to talk about relationships and trauma bonding and how trauma keeps relationships together. Ooh, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Okay. Goodness. All right.
We're putting our foot on the gas. We're pulling the pins off grenades. We're blowing this up. We don't care. This is a Tiffany Radio universe. It's consistency. It's beauty. It's constant. Conscious. That's what we do.
I hear it. That's what's up.
All
Definitely.
Right.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for that. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, hold on, wait a second. Okay.
Okay.
Wait a second. Okay, all right. I don't care. Let me see something. Let me see if we can fool around with this. A little something just for y'all. Since I am the last pulling, let's see what I got. Hold on. Nope. Almost got it. Okay, let's try. Just tell me if it's too loud. Shoot, guys. What's going on? Wait a second. Hold on. I know something. Yeah. Okay. It's too loud.
That's good. No, that's good. The mic is yours.
What? I It was the way she spread her ass cheeks for me. Showed me where this began. Asked me if my tongue was ready to have a swing. Manicured nails shined with liquor of light, illuminating the ocean of wetness. Asking me to dive in. My skin tasting of anxious sweat. I could have sworn her pussy smiled and her asshole winked as I dropped to my knees and they asked me to drink. Your lips asking for a kiss. French. Each lip forming a bridge, wetness gliding down the ridge to beard slick while fingers play fire, igniting her wick. The upward thrust of her hips ask more, move more, slightly left more. Pull slightly back, manicured nails, grabs locks like joystick, pulls hair, makes tongue hit button with combos, enter up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start to give her breath soft. In the moan, I loan her my feel, thicken, pulsing, bud to pulse to match wave, shaking, a rain dance. A call for the heavens. The circlet of ancient ritual creates birth. My worth in my hands, exploratory of your drenched glory, wanting to know your story. The glances we share, full fornication, give consent to the king as I down the taste of your passion spread across man boots. Your beautiful gout, fresh with dew, refreshing effervescence while we sample each other's essence, the spiritual exchange. And physical presence. So our pleasures, art, are pleasing, ever releasing the ancestral DNA, transactional sweat play. This is the way. You are away. Let me wrap your legs around a hard intention with soft nipples, hard ripples, some point pleasure of a clutch. How passion tastes, wanton, sweet with weight. Anticipation as I coat the inside of your oceanic walls. You wanted all the smoke. We are the exchange. Sweet pain, pressure, the thickness of colliding measures. It was the way that you spread wide, to let me enjoy your blessing, which we turned into a loving lesson.
Wait a minute.
I just cannot.
What are you coding? What are you coding?
The coding, the inside of your oceanic walls.
Whoa.
You said she wants all. Did you say she's getting all this milk or she wants all this milk?
You want. All the smoke you wanted.
Oh, okay. I thought you said milk.
God, yeah.
I thought he just.
God. No. Oh, my God.
Well, nevertheless, it was
sensual.
It was a beautiful piece.
And yes. So this is how the New York drones are going to get us tonight.
Do us tonight.
All right.
Yeah. I'm still salivating. I ain't need no water to drink tonight.
Yes, I'm all right. I'm going to go to sleep with a smile on my face tonight. Damn. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
The New York Jones.
Thank you, Mojave. That was absolutely delicious. Lord.
What?
Yes, Lord. Goodness. I heard you slip that tower moment in there. That's about it. It is in fact that, though, indeed. It's all good. Whew, child. All right. You are closing out the show with us, so I appreciate that beautiful, beautiful piece and the heads up on what is to come. I'm very excited about all the events that are about to take place. Goodness. Okay, I'm having a hot flash now. Y'all done set off something in me tonight. Sorry. No, you aren't.
I know, you're like the Beast Cup commercial. Sorry, not sorry. It's just out of
right, and it's intentional and deliberate, but it's okay. It's all good. Oh, good. I'll tell you what. Everybody is over there in the Love Lounge with my bartender, Galinda. She got Van over there licking his lips and biting him for rain. She's sitting next to him. I don't know what else they're doing. They might be in the corner somewhere. You got your cousin over there. Lord, he done came in here and upset everything. You got C-Double in there. You got Otto. You got Lady A. Everybody's in there. The bar is jumping. I got a phone call from them. It is jumping. So I'm going to send you over there with the rest of them. And I don't know what dance you're doing. You said you're not doing, you canceled the Naked Huckabuck. So, but I'm going to send you over there anyway.
Slow dances.
Okay. Okay. Well, Lisa Liss is over there. You can have a slow dance for her. All right. And, just don't get too, you know, just behave.
Oh, Lord.
I know not what you mean. I know not what you mean.
You don't. Oh, you don't. Oh, you know what I mean. You know.
I know not what you mean.
I don't know. Not you know what I was talking about.
Nah, I have no clue.
That ain't what they told me.
they can tell you a lot, you know. But you got to wonder if it's flowers. So, you know.
Okay, with the old school. All right, that's what's up. Lordy, lordy, lordy. All right, I am going to. Huh?
I said, you can hear a lot of things, but it ain't the same thing unless you're actually doing it. So, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are right about that. Yes, Lord. Diva, you got anything for that? Anything else for that?
All I can say is that it was sensual and so beautiful, as usual. I mean, he's a New York John. He never disappoints, I'm telling you.
Not one.
So thank you so much. I know, right? Romantic girl.
You put forth good effort.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right, love. Let me let you go. I'm going to send you over there with the rest of the crew. Y'all behave over there. I couldn't find the phone. I'm sleepy. I'm worked up, and I'm sleepy at the same time. My hand is itching, so I'm happy. I got some money coming from some damn where. All right. My hobby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva, this was a hell of a show tonight. Did they come through or what? Everybody
did.
I loved all the insight, all the commentary. The pieces were fire. They just set the whole studio ablaze. And I loved it. I'm clearing the smoke now. I got the fan on, blowing the smoke away because it set it off in here. It was awesome. Man, you got anything to say to our callers? Close this out?
You know what? I just wanted to thank everybody for coming in tonight. It was an amazing show. Y'all showed up and showed out. And in one in particular, but maybe two, but we won't mention any names.
Anyway, thank y'all. And I just want to say to everybody, you know, pray for each other because you don't know what anyone's going through or has been through. So y'all keep lifting everybody up in prayer. And wear your masks because it's not over yet. So with that, bless you all.
Diva, as always, I truly appreciate you doing this thing with me because show don't work without you. And, yes, everybody, I want y'all to continue to love one another and get that good relationship going with yourself inside if you don't already. That's where spirit lies, and the true love for yourself. I want you to continue to respect one another. And, yes, it's still going on out here with this sickness thing, so y'all got to be careful, okay? Keep your distance and just be vigilant. And that's pretty much it. I want to thank everybody for calling, everybody for coming through. So even if you just called in and listened, people that streamed online, we can't do it without y'all, okay? So I thank you. I love you. Love and light. And I'm going to say peace.
Are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act mannish, just think planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, just think if it had some Titanic, the fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga. Tell me how I stay positive when they never see good.
won't redeem you. Lord, it seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.